Welcome back to Middle East Forum Radio here on WWDB 860 AM, where we find ourselves joined by our next guest calling in live from the United Arab Emirates. Najat, good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you're able to
thanks
hear.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, of course. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce you. Najat Al-Sayed is an independent researcher at the Emirates Center for Strategic Studies and Research in Abu Dhabi, UAE. She is also a columnist in Al-Ittihad, an Arabic language newspaper published daily in the UAE, and also a columnist in Al-Hura, an American satellite television news channel in Arabic. She specializes in political and social development communication geared towards a modern and tolerant Middle East. So Ms. Al-Sayed, or Professor Al-Sayed, I guess, or doctor, whatever you prefer, tell me.
Professor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How was it in the UAE this morning, or actually this afternoon?
Well, before I go to the UAE specifically, let me give you an overview about the GCC in general and the whole circumstances there. In UAE, there are 198 people who are infected by the virus, and 155 who are currently infected, and 41 that are cured, and two were dead. In Saudi Arabia, 562 were infected, 543 are just infected, and 19 were cured, no death. And the highest rate of patients who are cured are in Bahrain. Some people return it back to the medicine that you're using. It's called hydrochloroquine. And in Kuwait, in Kuwait, 189 patients were infected, and 159 were just infected, and 30 were cured, and zero patients were dead. And the numbers are less in Oman. 66 people were infected, and in Qatar, it has the highest rate of people who are infected by the disease. 501 are infected, and 464 are just infected. So the numbers vary, and it is proportional because, you know, the numbers in Saudi Arabia, according to the numbers, are like, according to the population, it's quite small. But if you compare it to Qatar, for example, 501, according to the number of population, is quite high in Qatar. And regarding the UAE, there are many precautions are taken in terms of health, in terms of whatever religious practices, like all accumulated prayers are now stopped. It is all done at home. Now distance education is practiced, and even there's a remote working in some public and private sectors, especially to mothers, elderly employees, pregnant women, and employees with disabilities and those with diseases. But it's still, there's nothing by officials that have argued employees to work from home. So it is more like advisory and recommended to work from home. Nothing has been said by the government. All employees should be working from home. And there are many events that have been canceled in UAE. For example, let me say, the Ultra Music Festival has been canceled, and the DJ Mag Conference it's officially canceled, and the Abu Dhabi Creative Reader Festival has also been canceled. There are many events in Global Village have been canceled. And also the Dubai postponed government games 2020. So all of these precautions have been taken because to reduce the coronavirus spread. And just today there will be no flights, and markets and shopping malls began even to close. All beaches, parks, cinemas, sports centers, and public and private swimming pools were all closed. all of that were taken. The only retailers that remain open, supermarkets and pharmacies. Even restaurants and cafes are closed. They're only available for deliveries, no dining there. So are you with me, Greg?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm hearing there's a lot of information coming through. It's really amazing how comprehensive the response is.
Yeah, so there are a lot of things are going on, but in UAE there's no curfew as Saudi Arabia and no lockdown as Spain. But it is recommended that you see signs everywhere, Greg, saying stay home. Even last night, several of Dubai's architectural marvels were lightened with blue lights with the slogan "Stay Home" to emphasize the importance of staying at home. And the country urged social distancing to avoid using mass public transportation services and to use outings to restaurants. All the trips are strictly limited. Greg, social distancing is not easy to be accomplished, especially in a very warm culture like UAE. People are used to shaking hands, to hug, and all of that is not easy. So people are not used to that.
I think this is the situation in most countries. We find ourselves having to break norms, which only a month ago would have been unthinkable. But in general, beyond the effect on the general public, has this affected the ability for the Emirati government to be able to operate with business as usual, or has the entire focus of the government focused on fighting back the pandemic?
Well, there are two responsibilities: one to the public, and even to the economy itself. The good thing about UAE that it is based on e-government. So the fact of applying remote working, it wasn't that difficult. The difficulty was a little bit in e-learning in the beginning, but now it is applied perfectly. But regarding the economy, yes, the financial institutes were like basically funding the domestic economy, like what happened here. The UAE Central Bank announced 100 billion dirhams, which is equivalent to $27.3 billion, to support the domestic economy. And also a lot of banks are even in UAE are measured to mitigate the economic impact of the coronavirus. So financial institutions are expected to implement measures as rescheduling of loans, contracts, and reducing fees and commission for affected customers. So all of these measures are taken recently, and there are others that are taken. So the changes are within the 24 hours. Every single hour, you will see a change. Like before I called you, I read in the Chamber of Commerce is encouraging the private sector for remote working. And just to keep things going on. And
is there a risk for a, not just recession, but, you know, paired with this pandemic, we also have a global oil glut with this flooding of the market with oil resources? Is the lowering of the price of oil already harmful to the Emirati economy? Have we seen that?
Well, because this has been recent, it hasn't affected it so tremendously that it's so obvious, but definitely it will affect. It's affecting the whole world, not even the UAE. And the GCC in general is affected by that. So coronavirus is one, the oil prices is one, the stock market is down, and don't forget also the aviation sector is also affected. So some employees in the aviation sector have been even recommended to stay at home and for unpaid leave. Some of them their salaries have been reduced. So all of that is because of all what is going on. So it is affecting what I can see. Obviously, so far, it is affecting obviously the aviation sector more than any other sectors in the UAE so far, because the flights are stopped now. Before there were some flights to certain, and but they were like banned to certain countries like China, Hong Kong, South Korea, Iran, Japan, Singapore, and Italy. They were banned, but now the whole flights are banned. So definitely that is affecting this part. And regarding the education sector, it is so because of distance education now, things are going not bad in the education part. Like for me, for example, I'm still going at work. There are like many precautions at work. For example, you see all the equipment are there, you know, checking the employees' temperature since the entrance of the since you entered to the work. And since I went there after what happened, gloves are distributed and even masks. And all the events are canceled, and no meetings, not even the department meetings are canceled. So everything is done remotely, even though we're going, but we're not meeting. So just to be in the safe side, until we the officials announce that all workers should be working from home. So all of that will have an impact on the economy. So I believe this is the strategy of the UAE so far. It didn't start immediately by saying all employees should be staying at home, or it didn't apply the curfew as it did in some GCC countries as Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, but it is doing that gradually until it makes sectors that are not ready for remote working to start to be ready. So that's why they started with the education sector, because it's easier, because it's already applied. But for other sectors, it might take time. But eventually, if this epidemic lasted longer, I believe everywhere will be using the remote working so far. And so I think the more remote working will be used, there will be less harm on the economy. I'm saying less, but not completely, no damage. There should be damage. And I think this is a global warning everywhere. Everybody's worried about the economy and
right.
the impact
now,
of the whole
you
thing.
Now, the Emiratis have been a little bit more liberal in their response. You're still being let to go to work. There's no curfew that's in place. But like we talked about at the beginning of the program, you have a country like Egypt, which has instituted a 12-hour curfew from dusk until dawn. And they're even putting people in prison if they violate it. Do you think the Emirati situation will get that far?
It depends. I think it will depend on the numbers of patients who are infected. Like just also before calling you, the numbers have been increased. I gave you numbers in the beginning of the show, but now, just today, just now, there are more 85 cases. So the more of infected people, the more it's going to be strict. But maybe the cases is much harder in countries with bigger population like Egypt, because it's so hard to control 100 million, while the population in the UAE is quite smaller. So it's easier to control. And with that, the government is finding some difficulty, that because not everybody is abiding by the rules. There are, like, especially some expats, some the labor, and people from the labor market, are also not abiding by the rules of staying at home and not like wearing the mask or not wearing the gloves or like that. And so what is happening here, because regarding the local people, are usually so much affected and influenced by the leaders. So what happened here in UAE, there was a video done that has both Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed and Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid. And they were both, in that video, they were both following the hygiene and avoiding any handshakes. This video went so viral through the social media, and people started to stop shaking hands after this video. You couldn't believe, Greg, how much the people here are so much influenced by their leaders. They look up to them. So that's why they keep like being in the media to show people how to act and such, and how to disturb all the social norms that people are used to.
Has anyone from the Emirati leadership been infected?
So far, no. Thank God, no. Until now, nothing. But people are so cautious. And
now, are you worried about the reaction coming out of? Are you worried about the reaction coming out of the Emirates in terms of your neighbor Iran, which has been hit the worst by this pandemic? I mean, if we look at the Iranian situation, over 1,000 dead, tens of thousands who have been infected. You're a stone's throw away across the Persian Gulf. What are you doing to mitigate the potential Iranian contagion?
Well, as I told you, the flights have been stopped. And even before the flights have been stopped,
right, but
today,
there is traffic across
the
sea, right? Isn't there trade still? I mean, you have this semi-autonomous area of Kish. You have Emiratis, which are going to Iran for business. I mean, is the UAE closed
but
off?
Not
100%?
Anymore.
Not
now,
just the airports,
now all the flights
the
have been now all the flights have been stopped. Not anymore. Even you couldn't believe, Greg. Even residents of UAE who are here, but they were flying overseas. Now they couldn't enter the country. So it is really getting much stricter, more and more. So anyone with a visa here is not allowed to enter the country, and that's why they have this 24 hours 800 number for people who are asking about such questions. These are part of the precautions here, especially some Gulf countries were affected by some citizens who were in Iran, and that wasn't in UAE. That was in Saudi Arabia and in Kuwait. Some Kuwaitis and Saudis were visiting Iran, and they came back to their to when they came back, they had the virus, and that's how was the virus got spread in both Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and in Kuwait. But I haven't heard anything like that happened in UAE so far. As I told you, the precautions are so high, and they're trying to limit the visits from Iran even before the stopping of the flights. Hopefully, but maybe now I'm telling you something, you never know what will happen after 1 hour. So far,
right.
Now,
no. I mean, I think you've given a pretty good description of how the Emirates are dealing with it. I'd have to say,
yeah,
though,
like 85 new patients have been infected just 1 hour before. I have just read this news just 1 hour before I call you. So it is really getting more and more dangerous, and it's spreading. Even with all the precautions that they are taking, it's still spreading. So you never know what will happen.
Right. So, Najat, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, evening your time. And if we want to learn more about the work that you do, how can we find out about your work? What's your website and Twitter handle?
You can. The website is ECCSR. It is Emirat Center for Strategic Studies and Research. So if you type in the in Google, just ECSSR, you will find the website of the center, the Emirat Center for Strategic Studies and Research. It is one of the most prominent research centers in UAE and in the region.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we'll get back to you in the write-up. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
After these messages, we'll be back with our panel of Middle East experts.
Fascism was the danger.